Super Talk 92.9, where we talk local, state, and national issues weekday morning 7 a.m. until 9. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest at this time, Carter County, Tennessee, especially, listen up. Juanita McKinney is here. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning. How are you both?
Doing well. You are a candidate for Carter County Commission District 3, as I understand it.
That is correct. Kingburg, Watauga, Central, and Range.
All right. Now, before we get into you, I don't know if this is unfair or not, but what are your thoughts about Governor Bill Lee's conversation here this morning? It's fresh on my mind, so I just have to ask.
Well, that's fine. That's fair. I'm a taxpayer, too, and I'm a voter. I strongly encourage everybody to vote, because if you don't, your opinion is not heard. I don't agree with red flag laws. I'm just very plain and straightforward. Education, I think our teachers do definitely need to be taken care of and not be disciplinarians and be more appreciated. Our refugees, I don't know how we're going to keep up with 300 or 400, but if they've helped us, we need to help them, obviously. But we also need to look at the trickle-down effect that it affects our communities individually and even down to the schools and the money appropriations and stuff. It does put a burden on the taxpayer, and we need to look at that while we're looking at the other side of the coin.
Well, with that, you know, I guess we should just turn over here. I want to go specific Carter County.
Okay.
And ask you, what was your motivation? What were the primary motivating factors for you to decide to become a candidate? I believe you never ran for office before, correct?
I'm new at all this. I'm a taxpayer. I like to know where my money's going. I started following some of the things that were going on in Carter County, started attending commission meetings, have been to a few of the committee meetings over the last 3.5-4 years. We've got some good people on there. We've got some people that are learning, which is something I will be doing as well. But you got to be afraid to, you need to not be afraid to ask questions. There's no bad question. You need to find the answers, and you have to handle it as a business. You can't take it as an ego or my brother, my father, my cousin. You got to look at what's for the county. When these people elect you, you represent what they want for the future of our community, and I think that's where we need to go. And I, obviously, I'm kind of playing forward. I just say what I have to think, and I try to be honest about everything I do, and if I don't know the answer, I will find it.
Now, in terms of Carter County's present and Carter County's future, do you see manufacturing? Do you see tourism? Where do you see the opportunities, I'll say, for Carter County going forward?
I would like to see, I know we're very strong tourism, and I would like to see some industry come in. Obviously, when you have tourism, such as communities like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, you have trades come in, you have a lot of business entities come in, and with that comes a lot of jobs. We need to have, if we're going to have tourism, we need to ramp it up and get going with that and solicit people to come in for that with wise choices with our environment and how to use with resources we have. Obviously, we have some really nice places. We could have some really good industry. Years ago, we had some, you know, industries wanted to come in and they were held out. And there was never really valid reasons for them being held out, and it was never explored to the taxpayers. It was just simply a decision. It was let go. And I think that we need to look at all the angles and see what best brings us into the future but maintains what makes us Carter County.
Juanita McKinney is who I'm talking with right now, running for Carter County Commission District 3, and that is Kingburg, Central, Range, Watauga. The primary that you're in is March 3rd.
Yes. Early voting is the 12th through the 25th.
Now, I want you to tell people that don't know you, Juanita McKinney, in terms of your experience in life, career, what have you, what would you share if you were at somebody's door right now campaigning? What would you tell them?
Well, I think the first thing that I've seen with very successful commissioners is that they have to have the drive and the want. And I definitely want that for my community. I think we have a wonderful place. I have a strong business background. I have been in medicine. I've been in construction with my husband. I've kind of dabbled at a lot of things. I do have a business degree. Right now, I'm currently a behaviorist, and I work with children and a lot of the adverse childhood experiences, veterans with PTSD. So I think I see a lot of what our community is suffering and hurting from, and I think that we need to get behind them and try to put in programs and get people involved. You know, we need just more people involved, because I think that's our strongest asset is our people.
We had Carter County Commission member Mike Hill of Roan Mountain on the show talking about animals in Carter County in general, and animal care, animal cruelty, different aspects of that. and that some study is being done by a committee in the Carter County Commission about animals and their well-being and what may or may not happen in Carter County in the future. But where do you stand on animal issues, and is that something you're hearing about from the people in Carter County?
Well, as someone who has horses, obviously, we have rescued horses ourselves. We have a lot of animals that, you know, you're not really aware that when you see a cat or a dog running around the place that you have an unfixed animal that can become a grandmother within a year, you know. So it's something we need to look at. I don't believe in taking people's pets if they can take care of them. There are programs out there to assist when times get hard, to assist with food. I do think vaccinations are important. Other places I've lived, there have been registrations. I think this helps when your animal's lost. I think that we need to look at the program very carefully. I think they're on the right path to do, you know, some really good research, compare other areas and see what works and see what doesn't work and why.
Any thoughts you want to share on county mayor?
No, I think it's a hard job. It's not one I would particularly want. I think that, you know, when a commission works very strongly with the mayor and the leaders in the community, I think you're going to have a lot of success. I also think that sometimes it takes a little while to get things rolling, and we don't always know what's going on behind the scenes, which obviously we can't possibly know everything. But I think that when they do a good job of bringing to the community and letting you know what they're doing, I think it brings more community support in to make it a more successful group.
Now, just to be clear, this seat does not have an incumbent, except it has an appointee, correct?
That is correct.
And is this the seat where the gentleman had passed away?
Yes, Mr. Ronnie Trivett passed away.
Okay.
And they appointed in December.
All right. So with that, you are going to be on the ballot March 3rd, as you mentioned, early voting period the 12th through 25th of February.
That is correct.
And this is a county primary on the Republican side of the aisle.
That is correct.
And I just want to make that clear. And then you'll go on and be on the county general election ballot August 6th.
If I win this first one. This is a very important vote because nobody really realizes it, but it makes a decision of who will carry the Republican candidacy forward. And I think that I've been to the meetings. I've been involved with the Republican Women Group in Carter County. We've had several projects which were very successful. Been involved with a lot of the other things dealing with the party. I think that makes you more in aware of what's going on and how to circumnavigate things.
Juanita McKinney, candidate, Carter County Commission, District 3, Keenberg Central Range, Watauga. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Scotty and Ricardo. I appreciate it.
Juanita can be reached at 423-542-6178. Again, that's 423-542-6178, or on Facebook at Juanita McKinney. You can do a search for her there. Thank you very much. All right, back tomorrow. Scotty Campbell will be here 7 a.m. until 9 with the issues of the day and your phone calls on Super Talk 92.9.